Dreamscape presents The Inn at Lake Divine by Eleanor Lippman, narrated by Piper Goodeve. Part 1. 1. It was not complicated, and, as my mother pointed out, not even personal. They had a hotel. They didn't want Jews. We were Jews. We were nothing to them. A name on an envelope when it began in 1962, as a response to a blind inquiry my mother had sent out in multiples. We'd been to Cape Cod and Cape Ann, to Old Orchard, Salisbury, and Hampton Beaches, to Winnipesaukee and the Finger Lakes. That year she wrote to Vermont, which someone had told her was heaven. She found a lake on the map that was neither too big nor too small, and not too far north. The Vermont Chamber of Commerce listed some 20 accommodations on Lake Divine. She sent the same letter to a dozen cottage colonies and inns, inquiring about rates and availability. The others answered with printed rate cards and cordial notes. But one reply was different. Typed on textured white stationery, below a green pointillist etching of a lakeside hotel. Croquet on the lawn, the Vermont vacation guide had said. Rowboats, sundown concerts on Saturday nights, a lifeguard, a dock, a raft, a slide. The inn's letter said, "Dear Mrs. Marks, thank you for your inquiry. Our two-bedroom cabins rent at the weekly rate of $65. We do have a few openings during the period you requested. The Inn at Lake Divine is a family-owned resort, which has been in continuous operation since 1922. Our guests who feel most comfortable here, and return year after year, are Gentiles. Very truly yours, Mrs. Ingrid Berry, Reservations Manager." I hadn't known up to that moment that I had a surname that was recognizably Jewish, or that people named Marks would be unwelcome somewhere in the United States because of it. I asked if these were Nazis. My mother sighed. I had been wed to the subject since reading, without her permission, The Diary of a Young Girl, specifically obsessed by where we, who had no attic, could hide that would be soundproof, and who among our Gentile acquaintances would bring us food under penalty of death. My mother explained, there were people, unfortunately, for reasons it was hard to explain or understand, who weren't Nazis but didn't like Jews. Not that she wanted.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?